This is KUT. Tonight in cities all around the world, people who are transgender and their advocates will gather together to remember those who have died. It's called the Transgender Day of Remembrance. In Austin, this memorial will take place at 6:30 at City Hall. The speaker will be Greg Abink. KUT's Joy Diaz met Abink and his wife and has this report.
Greg Abink loves to grill. He lines up some patties on the fire.
What's the secret to a great burger?
I have no idea. Joan reminds me, she's like, okay, now don't flatten it and don't poke it. Like, I don't necessarily try to burn them or make them dried.
Abink is also a police officer, the first transgender officer in Austin. He joined the Austin Police Department after serving in the Army. Back then, he was a woman, Emily. Emily Abink. But this summer, Emily decided to transition her appearance to that of a male.
Because even at 5 years old, I vividly remember asking my parents, why did God make me a girl? I used to pray at night as a kid that I'd wake up as a boy.
Through this period of transition, Greg has only received love and support from those around him. And that's an anomaly. The latest study from the National Center for Transgender Equality found that 1 in 4 people in transition lose their jobs. So far, Greg's family, coworkers, and his wife, Joan, are standing by him.
Emily, at the time, was my first real relationship.
Joan Hinkey and Greg got married 2 years ago in New York State, where same-sex marriage has been legal since 2011. It was a simple wedding.
It's pretty cool. Just family. Your side, not my side. My side doesn't really know too much.
And that is a heavy burden on Joan's shoulders.
That part's hard.
She's the baby, the youngest of 7 kids. She grew up Catholic. So far, Joan has managed to live a very private adult life.
I wish I could tell them, and I wanted to tell, but I think they know when I think that's kind of the, I can see them pushing away when I want to say something. So I just kind of let it be.
At this time, Joan's parents are very elderly, so she tries to spend as much time as possible with them. She visits every other weekend.
I go. I just spend a couple of days. My rings come off, the little case.
Joan hides every piece of evidence that would hint to her parents that she's married to a woman who is now becoming a man. As the testosterone treatment has been kicking in, Greg has noticed some changes.
The biggest thing is I've noticed my voice getting deeper. Some peach fuzz facial hair.
Although giddy about his new self, Greg's changes have been painful. He recently underwent a double mastectomy and chest reconstruction surgery. It's been emotionally hard for both he and Joan.
And I can't do anything about it because I'm fighting my own battles.
One thing the couple decided to do is go to counseling. Joan in particular is struggling with Greg's transition, in part because the lesbian identity she's never told her parents about is now gone.
It's a good thing I didn't, actually, because if I did, then I have to go back and say, well, surprise, I'm not that anymore. Now I am straight, I guess, in a sense.
Talking about the unknowns with their counselor has helped. It's brought them comfort. The smell coming from the grill permeates the house.
I didn't squish them. I didn't poke them.
The food is ready.
Picked out some good burgers.
Is that only 1 thumbs up or is that
two thumbs up?
It's better.
Few people in transition are as lucky as Greg and Joan. They both have good-paying jobs and health insurance. The rates for unemployment, poverty, and homelessness among transgender people are much higher than those in the general population. Death seems to follow many who are in transition. About 41% have attempted suicide. Some are murdered. Joan says it's been tough to let go of Emily. But Greg is the same person she fell in love with years ago, just in a different package. She wears a necklace engraved with their love promise.
I probably could read it out, but I don't remember word for word. And something about if I live to be 100. Go ahead.
If you live to be 100, I hope to live to be 100 minus a day, so I never have to live without you.
Greg's transformation will take between 2 and 5 years to complete, and he can't wait. He has many plans. Go before a judge to become male legally, perhaps remarry Joan, but now at home, in Texas, where marriage is recognized only as a union between a man and a woman. Lastly, they both yearn to go to church as a couple without facing the stairs. They long to be reunited with their faith. Joy Diaz, KUT News.
This story is a companion to a piece by the Austin Chronicle's Amy Camp. A link to her story called The Right Man for the Job is available at KUT.org.